I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, December 21. Coming up, declaration of Montego Bay document presented to the UNWTO. Manufacturers urged to use more local ingredients and primary exit profile to better meet learning needs of students. The news in detail after the break.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic, ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline January 31st, 2018.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett and outgoing Secretary General of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, Dr. Talib Rifai, have officially signed the Declaration of Montego Bay document. The signing took place at the closing ceremony for the International Year of Sustainable Tourism for Development 2017 in Geneva, Switzerland earlier this week.
And believe me, this is perhaps the biggest legacy that we could hope for as a small destination, Jamaica. That our name, Montego Bay, Jamaica, will be indelibly etched in the lexicon of tourism references so that children yet unborn will know that Montego Bay existed and Jamaica contributed.
The Declaration of Montego Bay is a 15-point plan presented at the recently concluded United Nations World Tourism Organization World Bank Group Conference on Sustainable Tourism. It will serve as a blueprint and roadmap for the new social development goals. National Security Minister Robert Montague is appealing to members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force not to withdraw their services in protest of the government's latest wage offer. Rank-and-file members have rejected the 6% wage increase offer, with some staging a sick-out last week. Pointing out that the government was aware of the economic challenges faced by members of the force, Minister Montague encouraged them to remain at the negotiating table. The National Security Minister's appeal comes amidst talks of a planned strike later this month.
We ask persons to remember the oath that they took to serve and protect the citizens of this nation. It is our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters that will be left to the mercy of the criminal elements if police officers walk off the job.
Mr. Montague was speaking at the handing over ceremony for 97 motor vehicles to the Jamaica Constabulary Force in Kingston on Wednesday. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda is urging manufacturers to utilize more local ingredients in order to create and retain wealth in the country. Mr. Samuda made the appeal as he welcomed the Jamaica Broilers' investment in a new pellet mill to boost feed production.
That is very important because going forward, that is the argument with which you are going to be confronted. To what extent does it utilize local ingredients?
The facility located in Freetown, St. Catherine, will move the company's production capacity from some 270,000 tons to 350,000 tons per year, making the facility the largest of its three feed mills in the country and the region. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says the primary exit profile PEP will help to tailor learning to meet the needs of students, particularly those with special requirements. PEP is scheduled to be rolled out in the 2018-19 academic year.
The profile also will allow us to identify the strengths and weaknesses of our students. And so we can customize our teaching and learning strategy to meet the needs of all our students. So it's going to be a very holistic, inclusive type of education system dealing with special needs as well as exceptionality. Right? So if you are, if you're one of those exceptional students, right? With kids, we can also take care of those at the very top and those who are needing support at the bottom.
Minister Reid was speaking at a PEP town hall meeting at Jamaica College on Tuesday. He says the ministry's goal is to ensure students are better prepared to enter the secondary school system. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.